Hey guys, happy Pharmacy Awareness Month. Today we'll be talking about what Pharmacy Awareness Month is, or PAM, and you'll probably be seeing PAM happening everywhere, as well as some achievements that have happened in the last year for both pharmacy as a profession and our podcast.
Because it also just so happens to be our anniversary. If you scroll back to the very first episode of Off the Script, it was actually released in 2019, March 8th. So on the dot, on the day, a year ago, Off the Script was born.
It's so amazing to see how far along Off the Script has come in 1 year.
We're almost done two seasons, and I think we've done a lot, and we've covered a lot of topics that we've wanted to cover since the beginning of the podcast.
But you know what? Let's get to us a little bit later. Let's talk about PAM, which is the main focus of pharmacy and pharmacists and pharmacy technicians as well.
In celebration of PAM, we shouldn't thank just the pharmacists, but also the pharmacy technicians and all of the pharmacy staff. So if you're a non-pharmacist or non-pharmacy technician listening to the podcast, go to your local pharmacy, say thank you. They'll appreciate it. Not that we wouldn't appreciate it any other month of the year, but especially during March.
Let's move on to what we've accomplished in the past year with our podcast. As of this moment, we have had 6,000 listens across all our episodes on all the different platforms, which is absolutely mind-boggling.
Sometimes I think about it like, for podcasts, it's almost like you're making a speech. And if I was making a speech to 6,000 people, I think I'd be pretty impressed with myself. So I think that this 6,000 downloads and this 6,000 plays is a pretty big achievement for ourselves.
And we started out from basically scratch, literally scratch. We were writing our podcast name on napkins at a conference. And now we're interviewing different people in pharmacy. You've seen we've put out three interviews so far, and we have a fourth one coming up. We have a theme to our season now. We've had a website that's launched. I mean, who knows what's going to happen in the next year moving forward?
And even behind the scenes, I feel like we've invested a lot more into the podcast, even though we're not really making any money from the podcast. Since we enjoy doing it so much, we've bought better audio equipment. We make sure that for every interview, we try to get the best audio quality as possible. Depending on the location, it can be hard, but we do with what we can. And speaking of the future, some of the things that we might have in store are possibly merchandise in the future. We're also going to be adding some sections to our website to make it a little bit more functional, including a pharmacist reference page, as well as a reference page for patients too.
So definitely be on the lookout for those things. But essentially what we're getting at in this episode is that we really couldn't have done it without you guys, our listeners, because without you, we would probably still be looking at different names because clearly something didn't work.
We would just be two crazy people talking to each other over the internet.
Thank you guys once again for the amazing support over the past year. It's been an exciting ride so far. Chris and I are more than happy with what we've accomplished. Big thank you to Tom and Steven as well, part of our team, for basically being the support system and making sure that the stuff that we say is the right stuff and we say it the right way. Because I know a lot of people out there are looking to us as motivation, as support, as, you know, quick references to factual information. And we want to make sure we provide the best type of information to you.
Yes, thank you so much to Stephen for making sure that everything we say is correct. And thank you to Tom for making sure that everything we say is politically correct.
So once again, we're looking forward to continuing and finishing off this season. And we're pretty excited for what's going to be in store for season three. So be on the lookout.
And even before season three, we definitely have some amazing, like honestly, really amazing episodes coming up for the end of season two. So stay tuned.
Thanks so much, guys. Enjoy.
Off the Script is produced by Tom Fung, Faison Baig, and Chris Tse. Quality control is done by Stephen Guan. Mixing and editing is done by Chris Tse. Off the Script is a podcast focused on education and entertainment. However, we are not a replacement for real medical advice. Please see your local healthcare professional if you have any questions about your own personal health. Thank you to Sean Singh for creating our introductory music, and thank you to Chill Hop Music for allowing us to use their music in our intermission and ending. You can find more great songs at chillhop.com/listen.